Okay.
and we'll try it. So, okay. Yeah, I sent you that article, and it's talking about Asia's biggest issues in 2016. And I wanted to get your perspective. What are some of the biggest issues spiritually that you guys expect in 2016?
Okay, are we recording?
Yeah, yeah, I just
okay,
thought you're fine.
So I think the nature of what you saw in that article is what the world is facing. The U.S. military, 4 years ago, defined their situation in Afghanistan and Iraq by using an acronym, VUCA. And I think that all those situations from that described in that article are encapsulated in this acronym. And the U.S. military called the situation in Afghanistan and Iraq volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous. And the more we look at these challenges we're facing in the world today, it seems that these four terms really capture the dynamic of the complexity of the current world order we're living in. And this goes beyond Asia. You see it in our presidential debates. You see it in what's happening in Syria with the and the ISIS group. You see it in the European politics and economics. This is a worldwide scenario. And so in the midst of that situation, everyone is looking for leadership that will make a game-changing difference. Look at the scope of what's happening, say, here in the United States, where we're at both right now. How great they are and what wonderful leaders are and how they make a game-changing difference. And really the same is true in many of these countries. You look towards leadership and ask the question, what is the political landscape that's out there? I think anytime you deal with a world of uncertainty, people are hungry for answers. And it's, what is the type of answer that people are going to run to? Oftentimes, you may remember the story of David, King David, and Saul in the Old Testament. And typically, we as people run to those kinds of leaders that look like King Saul. Man, he looks like a strong leader. He's someone that really would, you know, make a game-changing difference in Israel. And yet, don't. Looks in a completely different direction. He looks for a shepherd boy, some unknown person that can really raise up as a shepherd type leader, an upside down kind of leader, a leader that, you know, the world might not fully recognize at first, but the kind of person who has a heart after God. And so when we look at the spiritual landscape of what's happening in Asia today, in all the volatility, people are hungry for something that will help them in their lives. And I've come to the conclusion that the types of leaders we typically look for in the world are really not the ones that can help us. The types of leaders we need are the ones that are Christ-like leaders. They follow in his footsteps and run good shepherd. And it's these types of people who will really lead us to the living waters, and those living waters are Christ himself. And so whether it's the, you know, challenges that the world is facing today in Nepal, for instance, where you have this devastating earthquake and all sorts of political dynamics going on, the real game-changing difference is when we can lead people to someone who brings certainty to their lives, and that is only found in Christ himself. You look at the big, huge election shifts that happened in Myanmar, Sri Lanka, and I'm excited about that. But ultimately, the real difference maker is Jesus himself, who said, we're going to die to ourselves and serve others. When we do those things and we follow Christ, then we bring the kind of spiritual revolution that the world really needs today. And the same is true in places that are booming. You know, India right now, their economy is doing great. And everyone, you know, thinks, oh, the economy is going to turn our country around. And, you know, I've lived long enough to know that, frankly, that's...
How does Asian Access equip leaders to take on these challenges that you've mentioned?
Yeah, so the very ideas that I mentioned about the world looking for one type of leader, like a Saul, and Jesus and God promoting a shepherd type leader, is the very thing that Asian Access tries to instill in the life of pastors and now CEOs in Asia. We come alongside leaders and create collaborative learning communities or an environment where people can learn from one another. And in that environment, we really work hard to form Christ-like leadership, Christ-like character, shepherd-like leaders that are servant-oriented, not self-oriented, and leaders that are willing to die to themselves, in fact, and simply follow Christ and let him be the leaders of their lives. The Asian Access, in essence, comes alongside leaders to help them grow in their walk with Christ, grow as Christ-like leaders in their character, and then be able to reproduce others who are embodying those same shepherd-like values, and then able to extend the transforming power of the gospel in their societies. And so, in essence, we're trying to help equip pastors and now senior leaders in companies that will bring the kind of spiritual change that we can bring to the country. Try to bring these shepherd-like leadership qualities to the church. Okay, so Asian Access comes alongside of leaders in this way, and we have four key outcomes that we try to instill in these leaders. These are leaders who, you know, they've seen the world before. That's not going to be full. What we really need are shepherd-like people, people that are followers of Christ. And so in that, we have four key outcomes. One is that they would live in a love relationship with Christ, that as you abide in Christ without Christ leader. And most of that's about the character formation of you as a leader. You're going to be shepherd versus. Thirdly, can you reproduce others? You know, Jesus calls us to make disciples. And so the ability to raise up others that can reproduce themselves, that are in shepherd-like qualities, is critical. And then finally, it's about the Great Commission. It's not just making disciples, but it's making disciples of all nations. And so therefore, we focus on church planting for pastors and for CEOs and businessmen to be kind of missional change agents in what they do. And so that is the qualities we try to instill in these collaborative learning communities, in an environment where people learn from each other and collaborate and get from their walk with Christ in a different sort of manner than the types of leaders the world is looking for. We're shooting for those unknown shepherd-type leaders like King David, as opposed to the Saul that most of the world looks for. And then finally, you've asked, how can people help out? Well, Asian Access is working currently in 11 countries. We have 5 countries that are inviting us to come in, and we're hoping to open 2 more this year. And that will only happen with your prayer support as you come alongside and pray for what God is doing in this volatile region of the world. Pray for these shepherd-like leaders that they can lead the church in ways that would be healthy and productive and fruitful. And then, you know, some folks might want to volunteer. We look for teachers, pastors that can come equip shepherd-like leaders with shepherd leadership qualities. And then we're looking for businessmen that have a heart to do this as well. So if you want to serve, we have opportunities to serve. You can contact us. And then finally, opportunities to give. It costs funds to do this kind of work, and we need your support to enable and empower these qualities and leaders in the church in Asia.